This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. We're considering the good things that can happen when corporate philanthropy provides seed money for conservation and wildlife habitat projects. Playa Lakes Joint Venture has enjoyed a 25-year partnership with ConocoPhillips, in which the company has provided in-kind contributions and expertise, and some $2.3 million the joint venture has awarded in the form of grants to help get conservation projects started. An example of such a project is found in north central Kansas. In 2012, the state purchased 160 acres of salt marsh wetland in Lincoln County from a private elderly landowner who was interested in making certain his land would never be developed.
The Kansas Department for Wildlife and Parks had been looking at this wetland for a few years and wanting to purchase it.
Christopher Rustay is conservation delivery leader for Playa Lakes Joint Venture.
It worked out really well. They used our ConocoPhillips money, matched it to a North American Wetland Conservation Act grant, and were able to purchase this wetland. It's a sweet gem of a waterfowl hunting area.
This land was owned by Jim Gurley. He grew up in Barnard, Kansas, but had lived back east for years. Matt Smith, a biologist with Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism, worked with Gurley.
We were very timely in being able to pull that together and be able to make the offer when the time was right and when the landowner had the interest. He was an elderly gentleman, and he told me, you know, I'm not buying any green tomatoes here, so we need to get this deal done. And we were able to get those grants in place and get the funding in place and make it happen.
The landowner and others in the community over the decades had hunted the land.
There's about 80 acres of open water, and then there's another 30 or so acres that have been identified as wetlands. And then there's about another 40 acres of upland, which is all in native grass.
This quarter section is a salt marsh.
And the particular soil type where this project is called saltine soil. And it is very salty. Some of the vegetation there is inland salt grass. It's very much adapted to those salty conditions. The story is when the settlers came over the hill, they saw this white, broad expanse, and they thought it was all just open water and thought it was a great thing. When we got down there, it was salt-encrusted. They were a little disappointed.
Smith says this wetland, due to its location, is well situated to benefit migrating birds.
It's right in the middle of the Central Flyway, so it's a great stopover for a lot of migrating waterfowl and shorebirds and ducks and geese that come through that area.
When I talked to Matt Smith, he related the details of negotiating the purchase and getting the funding in place. Before long, it occurred to me I was hearing a man describing a life lesson he learned, arranging to buy that wetland from Jim Gurley. Smith told me when he first got involved with this land purchase, he was most excited about what it meant for public access and how the state of Kansas would have a very beautiful property the public would enjoy perpetually.
But what I didn't really realize up front, and I do now, he was really trying to secure his legacy and something that was very dear and important to him. And it was very much a highlight of my career to be able to help him do that. And he was really thankful that he got to see his wishes realized for that property, knowing that it will be in public ownership and it will be preserved forever. That's what he was really concerned about. He wanted to keep it like it was. That's a very, very satisfying experience. And he passed on probably about 6 months after we wrapped everything up.
Learn more about the PLJV ConocoPhillips grant program and funded conservation projects at Playa Country, PLAYA, playacountry.org.